right. Hey, hi, hello. How we doing? Coming at you today on March 7th. It's about 7:32 with another episode of Cognizant and Cognizance, my novice exploration into my own self-mastery. Episode 23 this week. It's 23 consecutive weeks that I've been rambling into a microphone, kind of just allowing myself to pontificate and kind of bear a little bit about what's going on in my world and what's going on in my head. 23 weeks in a row here. So this week, we got a new theme in the Daily Stoic this week. Just started the month of March. This is the first recording for the month of March. The new theme this month is awareness. This is a great concept, obviously. Talk a little bit more about why I like the concept of awareness in a few minutes here. Before we get into that at all, want to just share my 10 cents for thought here. Some 10 questions that I try to ask myself every day. And if I don't ask myself every day, I definitely ask myself every one of them whenever I record this, because I do it, you know, on a recording. But regardless, do my best to ask myself or think about these questions every day. First cent here, you got the first penny, throwing that one out there to you. Heads up only. Am I a little better today than I was yesterday? Yeah, yesterday I was a real piece of shit. I didn't really do anything good with my life yesterday at all. So today was definitely a little bit better. I've made some good strides in the last week or so. But yeah, yesterday was not a good day. I kind of gave up on yesterday a little bit. A little ashamed to say it. And so I guess question two, the answer to that is no, I haven't really built my character yet either. Not yesterday, I certainly didn't. Yeah, I basically gave up on all fronts other than, like, actually getting up and out of bed and going to work yesterday. It was not a good decision. When I got to work, however, I didn't really get anything done at all yesterday. I didn't do a damn thing. I did the bare minimum, I should say. It's not that I didn't do a damn thing, but I was just really hungover. I went out to trivia on Tuesday night, and then after that, girlfriend and I went to a wine bar that I've been meaning to go to for quite a while, which was great. Wine was fantastic, good little atmosphere, perfect little spot for just like two or three people to go sit down, hang out, talk. But yeah, not the best decision. What did I learn new today? Well, I guess today specifically I learned that Paul Manafort's probably going to get like a year in prison. Not going to keep his political, but I just thought that was interesting. And then obviously something I knew I learned yesterday, which was actually really upsetting, is that Alex Trebek has stage 4 pancreatic cancer. That was terrible. That was like the worst news I've gotten in a long time, and it's not even anything to do with my life. I suppose that's a good thing if the worst news that I've gotten in a long time is that a celebrity has a form of cancer that he's battling. Like, that's the worst possible fucking news. That's like, there could be worse things happening, but it didn't feel very good to hear that, for sure. So that kind of sucked. And Luke Perry died the other day. Here's the nickel question 5. I have not really made any healthy choices the last couple days. This week so far I've been kind of eating like garbage again. I've been taking this week off. I'm taking this week off as well from the gym just to give my joints a little bit of a rest. I'm doing yoga more consistently though this week, and then static stretching at night before bed, which is good. Just mostly for the legs and hips and my back a little bit, but that's good. That, I mean, you feel so much better when you A, go to sleep and you've been, excuse me, and you limber up, and B, when the first thing you wake up and do in the morning is some kind of a piece of physical activity. That was something that I went over. I can't remember if it was last week or 2 weeks ago when I went over that routine that I was going to start trying out for, that I learned about from Tim Ferriss. I've gotten everything down during that pretty much, except for the writing. I haven't been very good about writing in the mornings. or really at all, honestly. I record some ideas here and there, but I haven't been very good about doing those three writing prompts. And they were like things that you're grateful for, what would if blank happened today, it would be the best day ever, stuff like that, good things to write in the morning, and then reflective prompts to use at night. I haven't really done much of that lately at all, which I should probably kind of hone that in. Question six, if I protected my planet, sure. It's dark in my apartment right now for the most part, except my light and my roommate's light. He's in his room. Recycling, taking shit out, not running the water like an idiot, all that good jazz. Sure. Still not a vegan. Never gonna happen. No way. No how. I've expressed my love for my family and friends. Not really this week. Although, I think I said the same thing last week. My brother's birthday is coming up, so we'll be doing something for that for sure. Sorry, buddy. Still haven't figured out what we're gonna do exactly, but I know there's plenty of stuff going on next week, and we'll be able to do something fun. So, question eight: have I spent quality time with my spouse? I think y'all just heard me say that I was spending some quality time with my girlfriend. Got plenty of that coming up as well. Going on a vacation with her for a few days at the end of the month. Nowhere crazy. Just going to Boston. But so that'll be fun. We've been planning that a lot lately, and then we got something planned this weekend too, of course. Question nine: do I bear any grudges against anyone? Nope, don't really have time for that. And question 10, the full Monty here, kind of bringing it all full circle. Am I content with my life? Excuse me one second. A glass of almond milk. Add that to the healthy choices, by the way. Love almond milk. But I'm content with my life. I mean, I'm happy. I'm certainly happy, but not going to be complacent. I have goals. I need to strive to be my best. I've been doing my best to get things in order professionally, to say the least. Also looking at a couple other like side projects that I can start. Doubling down on the podcast would be one of those. Just different little things that I can do to keep me from wasting time and keep me moving things forward. So I'm just content to continue progressing at this point. Great. Awesome. So there's my 10 cents for thought for you people. Let's get back to awareness. Like I said, the theme for the month of March for the Daily Stoic, and we got 31 entries this month, because there's, 31 days in March, is awareness. And awareness, like I said, this is a great concept in just about any sense of the word. It's very widely applicable, awareness, and normally, for most of my life, when I think of the word awareness, I'm thinking of like a video game, or like a boxer, like awareness of punches, thinking of that. But I think with respect to awareness, what actually really kind of turned around the way that I think about awareness, this happened a couple years ago. I remember an exercise that we did during what we called Next Gen Leadership, which I've talked about before. Anyone who's new to listening to this, if you're new right now, then you're hearing this for the first time. Next Gen Leadership was something that the CEO of my old company ran, and where it was basically like a mini, I think it was like a 12-week leadership academy. And so we would all gather after work on like Tuesday evenings. We'd get food. We'd all eat, and we'd kind of bond together over the day and what was happening in the company. And then we would basically, what he was doing was sharing tips and tricks and lessons that he's learned over the course of his business career, both as an employee and as an owner and as an executive. And so this exercise, this was one of the exercises that stuck out to me, to be perfectly honest, and no offense to this guy, if you are listening. A lot of it was just rehashed crap. It was just stuff that like you could literally turn on any quote-unquote business influencer's Instagram or YouTube channel and hear them say the exact same stuff. So it wasn't necessarily all original ideas, but it was a more explanation on how those ideas were applied in his life and how other ideas came out of those ideas. So it was definitely very useful. So there was this one exercise that we did where we all looked the prompt or the thought process behind this exercise is think of the best leader or leaders you can think of and write down all the personality traits you think they have that makes them a good leader. And so we were writing all this stuff down, like assertive and like confident, easy to talk to, like things like that. Things that when most people think of a leader, they're just thinking of who they would want to lead, right? And so that was the first part of the exercise. And then we kind of wrote all those different qualities and characteristics, those personality traits up on the board. And then we did the same exercise for ourselves. Well, not the same exercise, but a very similar exercise. So what qualities and characteristics do you possess that you think make you a good leader? Now, obviously, some of these are the same, but this is a little bit more of a biased section. And there was one that I don't think anybody put up there. And our CEO was a little bit shocked. And he's just like, these are all really, really good. And you've got, I'd say, 9 out of the top 10. But there's one I don't see up here. Does anybody want to take a guess what it is? And I don't remember if anybody guessed it or not. But that one quality that he was looking for, the number one best quality in a good leader, was awareness. This was his opinion, and I tend to agree with it, to be honest. Through this comparison, we're all trying to shout out what we think the best characteristic is, and we're like, oh, it's confidence, it's aptitude, it's intelligence, it's ability to build teams, all this kind of stuff, which are all good things that you want. But the number one characteristic that makes successful people successful is awareness. And you might be thinking to yourself, why? I mean, what the hell does awareness have to do with that? And awareness is the number one quality because really at the end of the day, it precludes all other positive characteristics of a leader or a successful person for the simple fact that without maintaining any awareness of yourself, without being self-aware, what you're doing is creating a vulnerable environment to your own blind spots. Now, we all have our own blind spots, things that we, maybe it's a bias that we have allowed to go unchecked and we just kind of assume certain things about the world, or maybe we're too trusting, maybe we're not trusting enough. Whatever the case may be, every human being in their own cognition, they have blind spots, and these are just things that you maybe overlook or you haven't ever thought about in a particular way. And so without awareness, if you're not paying attention to where you might be holding yourself back, it's really hard to take yourself to the next level. If you're not looking at your own actions and in a business context, let's see, your interactions with customers, or if you're not looking at, why did I do, like a really granular level of personal interaction and accountability for yourself. Why did I do that? Or why was that successful? Why did I fail at that? Like, how can I do better next time? Then what actually really kind of starts to happen is you stall out when you're trying to move yourself forward. You're only looking when you don't have awareness. You can't do what you need to do as effectively as you could be doing it because you're only looking at half of the picture. Imagine you're trying to navigate through like a forest or something, and you have a map, or you're trying to drive across the country. This would be a better one. You're trying to drive from New York City to Los Angeles. You are going to, and this is without GPS, you're trying to use a map, drive to New York City from Los Angeles. And so, you're navigating pretty effectively right up until about Nebraska. And then you unfold the other half of the map to take a look at the map and say, okay, where do we need to go from here? And somebody's painted over the other half of the map or colored it in with black ink. Now, you're pretty freaking screwed here because you've never been in this territory before. You've never been able to do this, and you're missing those key, those really key insights as to where you need to go. Now, that's literally applied to a map, and it's more figuratively or abstractly applied to, you know, your life, the what you're trying to get done and what you're actually really trying to do. If it's life, if it's a business challenge, if it's just you're trying to make it through like a store, you know, you don't know where anything is, but you're not asking anyone. You're not aware of your own imperfections here. You're not aware of what you don't know. You don't know what you don't know. So the number one characteristic for success, and I'll say success broadly here, and that's in any sense. It's success in your interpersonal relationships, success in business, success in life, success in just a conversation. You're having a conversation, you're trying to persuade someone to do something. If you're not aware of what you've already said and what their possible perceptions of that could be, and then their actual nonverbal cues and interactions, if you're not aware of all those different things, maybe the message that you're giving off with your nonverbal communication, you're not aware of all those things, it's really hard to have a successful persuasive conversation with someone, let alone run a business, run a company, you know, organize whatever you're trying to organize. It's hard enough to do that if you're not paying attention. So there's the concept of awareness. I want to apply this concept of awareness as sort of the root of interactions. Let's think of the state of being aware as kind of the resting state, the natural resting state. If you want to have a successful and positive interaction, you need to be aware of all things that are going on in that interaction. And so I think a really good context to talk about awareness and how that works is the internet. So whoever you are, you're an older person, you're trying to figure out social media, you're just someone who's been living under the digital equivalent of a rock. Maybe you're someone who uses social media all the time, or maybe you're just a conscientious social media objector. You're someone who's just joining, or you're someone who won't use social media. I say it right on time if you're just getting into social media now, but maybe a little behind the ball. Regardless of the fact, this message can go to just about anybody who's using social media or anybody who's really interacting with other people whatsoever. Awareness is your key number one weapon to make sure that you're successful in all that you do and with all those that you interact with. So specifically on the internet, we have this crazy phenomenon of social media. Now, the first episode where we talked about social media, like truly, roughly, and in depth, and really kind of got down and drilled down on social media, was the first episode with Joey Graham, which I think, if not exactly 20 weeks ago, it was at least 20 weeks ago. And what we were talking about was the categories of use for social media. And like I said, I'm looking at social media through the lens of the presence of a root purpose. There's a root purpose why you're using social media, and that is interaction. And the easiest way to have a successful interaction with someone else is to maintain an awareness of the situation. We also explored ideas like access to an audience, like exposure. We're talking about how much exposure we have for free available to us now, how easily you can engage with people on various social networks. And in order to succeed with those two tools, you need to be fully aware. If you have access to an audience and you do have exposure, you need to be aware of a few different things. You have to be aware, of course, of... You have to be aware of who you're targeting. You have to be aware of the attitudes of the people you're targeting. You have to be aware, fully cognizant and aware of your message. You have to be aware of the way that you're sharing that. You have to be aware of the way that people are interacting when it comes to engagement. You have to be aware of what's working and what isn't. You have to be able to criticize yourself objectively and actually be able to look at, okay, what's hurting me, what's helping me, you want to be successful as what people call an influencer, you can't do that if you're not very aware. You can't do that if you're falling prey to your own blind spots and you're missing out on huge portions of your audience. You're not going to be running as efficiently as possible. And so this goes for any sort of form of social media, no matter what app it is. I think we talked about 4 or 5 of them. We talked about Reddit, obviously. We talked about Facebook, obviously. Those are pretty big ones. Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat. Doesn't matter the outlet. Doesn't matter what you're using it for. It doesn't matter what you post, really. But the purpose of these apps is the same. No matter what social media app you're using, obviously, it's to interact with people. Interact with other people somewhere in the world. And I'm going to say this again, and I'm not going to beat this horse too much. It's definitely already dead. But the purpose of interaction is, or the purpose of social media is interaction. And in order to have successful interactions, you need to be aware. Now, here's the problem. If you're anything like me, and I catch myself doing this all the time, I definitely caught myself doing it today, at least as long as I had been thinking about this, but I feel like, and I feel comfortable generalizing here, that when it comes to social media, most of us are blissfully unaware of what's actually taking place when we use social media. Most of us are really not even thinking about what we're doing. We're just using social media fairly mindlessly, I think. And like I said, I'm not above this whatsoever. I caught myself doing it several times today. I mean, let's set the scene a little bit here. You're bored. You're bored at work on your break. Maybe you're on a train. You're riding into work. Or you're riding home from work. Hell, you're sitting on the toilet. You're not stimulated as much as you could be, and you need something to kind of fire up your brain, keep you a little bit entertained. And so if you are big into social media, it's super easy for you to open your phone up and just scroll. You can do a couple double taps here and there, retweet that, share that, write that little message out really quick, share this idea, oh, let's upvote that, let's DM this to someone else, I'm gonna send her this meme because I think she'll think it's funny, whatever the case may be. So here you are, we've set the seed, and you're at this point mindlessly just kind of scrolling through, and I do this all the time, like, retweet, retweet, like. I'm not really even thinking about it. I'm thinking about it there in the moment. Maybe I'm saving I see a couple funny memes, I save those, and I retweet something else, and then this is how I've caught myself doing it multiple times. This is how I know that I maybe don't have a problem with it so much right now, but in recent weeks I know that this is a problem, and I know there's other people out there that experience this, because I had a situation happen to me earlier this week. So I went into my phone to look for a very specific picture. And it happened to me again earlier today, now that I'm thinking about it. I was looking for a picture of the tattoo that my girlfriend wants to get so that I could send it to my tattoo artist, so that when I go in for my next appointment, she can get one as well. She can get this tattoo. And so I'm going in there to look for it, and I'm realizing, where the hell is this thing? It's only been 2 weeks since she sent me this picture and I saved it. I can't find this damn thing whatsoever. What the hell is all this shit that's on my phone? And maybe it's not in this folder. So I left the folder that the picture was ultimately in, and then I went somewhere else. I'm like, no, it has to be in that place. And it got to the point where I had been scrolling so much. Normally, I would imagine for someone without social media, normally the amount of scrolling that I had just done would have taken them back to pictures from 2017. But no, I was 2 weeks back and I had scrolled like 6 or 7 times. And so I realized when that happened, I don't remember any of that crap. I don't remember even seeing it, let alone that I saved it to my phone. And in the moment, you feel really, really connected not only to that social media outlet, you feel connected to the content that you're just that's right in front of your face, and you feel really connected to the person who shared that content. In the moment, for a split second, you realize, oh, that's hilarious. I'm gonna go ahead and save that. I'll definitely use that at some point. And so your initial reaction was, hell yeah, that thing is important. I better save that. I'm going to need that at some point. I'm going to need to show that. And now what have you done? You've mindlessly saved that thing, and now you're living with the consequences of having a cluttered phone. Not necessarily consequences, more of quote-unquote consequences, but there's all these different kinds of... All these different kinds of little interactions that... If you have social media, I know that you're doing this. I know you are. Absolutely. Maybe it may not even have something to do with the media. Maybe you just had a thought and you go to Twitter and you just tweet it out, and instantly maybe it's even a response to something else on the website and you got pissed off and you saw it, or you were like, that's hilarious. You reply to it, and now one of the quote unquote consequences of that, maybe it's something offensive. Notifications are filled with people talking shit and they're cursing you out. Maybe you share something or you played along with something that turns out to be completely false. And then in the moment, you weren't thinking about that at all. Your initial instinct was, oh, I just uncovered some kind of noble truth. I need to share this with the world. And I think that's a really kind of... It's not only that it's powerful, but it makes you feel sort of powerless, because that made me feel powerless when I kind of realized that, oh shit, wow, I'd probably do this all the freaking time. If I have so much crap on my phone that I'm not even using, I probably do this all the time. And so this is something that I should probably correct. This is behavior that I should probably correct, because if I really actually look at it from, let's try to put myself in another's shoes here. They were looking at, if I were to let somebody just watch me use my phone, every time I use my phone, it gets recorded on a camera, and then someone somewhere else watches that video of what I'm doing on my phone. They see the content of, like, the social media interactions. They see exactly what's going on there. I think that would be pretty terrifying. I'm pretty sure that would be like, yeah, I'm pretty sure that would be, I would hate myself if I were able to see a day's worth of social media interactions. If not for the sheer volume alone, but the actual, like, my state of being while I'm doing it, my attentiveness, I'm probably not even really getting that much joy out of it overall. My facial expression probably isn't even changing. And I feel like I'm also kind of beating a dead horse here now too, but I guess the important piece is that when this happened to me today, when I was looking for that picture in there, in my gallery of pictures, it was with all the saved shit that I've saved over the past few weeks, and to scroll through that, and I realized, again, like I said, that I don't really remember saving any of it, or I couldn't remember some of it, like, even why I thought it was funny. And so I guess what that'll bring me to today, I've been keeping my episodes relatively short over the past couple weeks, but what that'll bring me to today would be today's daily Stoic entry, because, again, this is the importance of reading this book every day. If it's in the morning, great, that's when it should be. If it's in the evening or the afternoon, sometimes I bring it to work with me and I'll read it at lunch, whatever the case may be. But this is probably my most important daily ritual, and it seems like every single day I have some kind of not a revelation, but like a mini revelation. And so today it's on page 77. Today's the 77th day of the year here, apparently. No, it can't be. It's way more than that. Anyway, whatever. So here we are. March 7th. The theme of March is awareness, and the title of the entry is Don't Trust the Senses, with a quote from Diogenes Laertius from Lives of the Eminent Philosophers. I haven't read this. I don't remember this actually even being in here, but I do know that Diogenes Laertius is in here a few times. So again, March 7th, theme is awareness, don't trust the senses. And the quote goes, Heraclitus called self-deception an awful disease and eyesight a lying sense. And again, here we are with Hanselman and Holiday interpreting. Self-awareness is the ability to objectively evaluate the self. It's the ability to question our own instincts, patterns, and assumptions. Oesis, self-deception or arrogant and unchallenged opinion, requires that we hold all our opinions up to hard scrutiny. Even our eyes deceive us. On the one hand, that's alarming. I can't even trust my own senses? And sure, you could think about it that way. Or you could take it another way. Because our senses are often wrong, our emotions overly alarmed, and our projections overly optimistic, we're better off not rushing into conclusions about anything. We can take a beat with everything we do and become aware of everything that's going on so we can make the right decision. And I really liked that personally. I liked that for two reasons. One, because I had the chance to immediately follow through on that meditative thought. As soon as I hung the phone up with the tattoo artist, I was like, well, it was a secretary, have hope, but regardless, as soon as I hung the phone up, I sat in the little side office that I had ducked into to take the call. I sat in there for like another minute or two just thinking, oh, holy shit, dude, you've probably been wasting so much time on social media, and at the end of the day, like, it's not really doing me any favors, you know? You're spending all this time on social media, you're spending all this time looking at freaking memes, which in the moment, like I said, are absolutely hilarious, but what are they really doing for you in the end of the day? You could probably be doing something more productive. Actually, definitely be doing something more productive than staring at Instagram memes and DMing them to people all day. Every break, what am I doing? Instagram, checking that shit, checking notifications, checking how many listens I have to, because vanity is a sin that no one is immune to. You got a notification here, you got one over there, and my first instinct when I see that on my phone is, oh, this has got to be important, this is possibly the most important thing that I've seen all day, and then it's just some idiot getting traded, or somebody signed a contract, or somebody liked your nonsense, or whatever the case may be. And so, I think that's the first reason, is because it was able to give me kind of a slap in the face, just a punch right in the mouth, like, hey, wake the hell up, dude, what are you doing, you're letting your important priorities slip a little bit. Maybe it doesn't feel like it in the moment, but when you have that kind of evidence stacked against you, it's pretty obvious that social media is a big deal. So that's the first thing. And then the second thing that I really liked was that, so we have the immediate application, and the second thing that I liked it was because it's so broadly applicable. Like I said at the very beginning, awareness is very broadly applicable. And the first line from that entry, self-awareness is the ability to objectively evaluate the self. That's really good. I think that objective evaluation is the basis. Well, it is the basis. I know that it is the basis for all self-improvement. Self-awareness and objective evaluation of the self is those are the two only ways that you stand any kind of a chance against the former version of yourself. If you really want to beat the former version of yourself and you actually want to become the best possible version of you as a human being, you can't be afraid to A, acknowledge what you're doing wrong and what you're doing right. You need to give credit to yourself where it's due, and you need to admonish yourself when it's called for. So that's primary. You need to be aware. And once you're aware of all of those things, the good, the bad, the indifferent, the ugly, the beautiful, whatever it is about you, once you become aware of that, you need to be able to objectively assess the value that you're placing on it and that should be placed on it. Are you placing value on things that truly aren't important, like, I don't know, freaking memes? Or are you placing value on things that are actually moving you forward and are you actually helping you to be the best version of yourself? And so I'm starting to see a recurring theme here, guys. Are you? I'm certainly trying my best to develop a theme here and find out what's actually truly important to me in this world. I hope that you are too. And with that, I will leave you all for another week here. Have a good one.